Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program, intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, the Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Classic FM. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, country, rock, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Today's musical trivia questions come to us from the websites onthisday.com and almanac.com. Question number one. It was on this very day back in 1931 that the Star Spangled Banner was adopted as the American national anthem. What was the original title of that song, The Star Spangled Banner? Was it A, America the Beautiful? Was it B, The Defense of Fort McHenry? Was it C, America, My Country, 'Tis of Thee? Or was it D, God Bless the USA? So what was the original title of the American National Anthem anyway? And question number two, which of the following is true about the month of March? A, its name for the Roman god of war, Mars. B, in the early Roman calendar, it was the first month of the calendar year. C, it contains the autumnal equinox, marking the start of fall. Or D, all of the above are true about the month of March. So what is the truth about March anyway? The answers to these two important trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from that same website, onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of March the 3rd. Well, it was on this very day back in 1877, you may remember, that the Tchaikovsky ballet Swan Lake debuted at the Bolshoi Theater in Moscow. 1877, today. And it was 60 years ago today, 1963, that country singers Patsy Cline, Cowboy Copas, and Hawkshaw Hawkins died in a plane crash near Nashville, Tennessee. Today, back in 1963.
Was in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me, Lord, she went away, and now she's gone, and I don't worry, Lord, I'm setting on top of the world.
And in Bluegrass and Country Music News, we have the upcoming 35th anniversary of the Merlefest Music Festival. Merlefest, music, moments, memories, April 27th through the 30th on 2023. The 2023 installment will mark a particularly special occasion as it will celebrate the 100th heavenly birthday of Merlefest founder Doc Watson, who set up the festival in honor of his late son in 1988. The event will return to its familiar grounds at Wilkes Community College in Wilkesboro, North Carolina, starring Brothers of a Feather with Chris and Rich Robinson of the Black Crows, the Avett Brothers, Maren Morris, Nickel Creek, Little Feet, Marcus King, Tanya Tucker, Tommy Emmanuel, The Black Opry Review, The Kruger Brothers hosting Doc Watson's 100th birthday jam, Sam Bush, Jerry Douglas, and many more. So go to MerleFest.org or phone 800-343-7857 for more information.
But now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm setting on top of the world.
Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue introduces our classical music news. It's entitled Lately We've Read, Symphonies for the Soul, Classical Music to Cure Any Ailment. That book was written by Oliver Condy, published by Cassell 2021 Publishers. A review by Gracelyn Hyman in WCPE's Quarter Notes Winter 22-23 issue. Whether you're new to classical music or you've been listening for many pleasurable years, this book is an entertaining engagement with the emotional aspects of art. We are all aware that certain pieces of music elicit a particular mood. Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6 immediately springs to mind. Its nickname, Patatik, is well-deserved. Oliver Condy masterfully explains how the musical structure of a composition evokes an emotional response. In J.S. Bach's Prelude and Fugue in D minor from Book One of the Well-Tempered Clavier, Condy points out that the simple bass of bouncing quavers, eighth notes, forms the foundation underneath a babbling brook of semi-quavers, 16th notes, that beautifully complement the fugue and evoke a sense of delight, page 98. This quotation is also an example of Condy's vivid descriptions of music. The circumstances of a composer's life and consequent mood affect their work. For example, Franz Schubert penned his String Quartet No. 14, Death and the Maiden, while gripped by despair and pain, suffering from an incurable disease. Oliver Condy also recommends antidotes for unwanted emotional states. For example, listening to George Gershwin's optimistic Rhapsody in Blue, playing in the background now, to combat pessimism. For each mood or emotion, Mr. Condy has at least one suggestion of a specific performance. Less familiar composers' works are also included. Henri Lee Tolf's Scherzo from his Concerto Symphonique appears under the heading Joy. The time frame for classical music and its effects on the soul extend into the 21st century. Stefan Moccio's Tales of Solace, composed in 2020, is found under Isolation. One of the most appealing features of the book is Mr. Condy's emphasis on the humanity of musicians, expressed in anecdotes about their experiences. Felix Mendelssohn's Seasicknesses on a Voyage During a Tour of Europe is portrayed in the rapid crescendos and diminuendos of the Hebrides Overture. Ralph Vaughan Williams' passion for hiking through the English countryside is reflected in his Norfolk Rhapsodies and The Lark Ascending. The charm of this book lies not only in its well-researched subject matter, but also in its style of presentation, warm, witty, and easily accessible. Therefore, this review concludes in the optimistic key of D major. Symphonies for the Soul is available in hardcover and ebook formats.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
Dionne Warwick singing Burt Bacharach's composition, Walk On By, introduces our R&B and pop music news. Died Burt Bacharach, a maestro of pop. This is published by Julia Zorthian in Time magazine on the 27th of February, 2023. If the 1960s was a rom-com, composer, producer, and musician Burt Bacharach, who died February 8th at 94, wrote the score. The pop professional created optimistic, upbeat orchestrations and jaunty rhythms with the lyricist Hal David for tracks that routinely topped the charts. During an era of iconic protest rock, Bacharach was famous for sunny pop songs. He worked with Dionne Warwick, Tom Jones, Aretha Franklin, Dusty Springfield, Elvis Costello, and many other artists. A new song with Costello was released after Bacharach's death. Bacharach hits in brief, Walk On By, playing in the background now. What the world needs now is love, the look of love. I say a little prayer, promises, promises. Raindrops keep falling on my head and close to you among many others. And in music research and technology, we have this article in Health, Ways to Be Mindful Without Meditating. This is written by Angela Haupt, published in Time magazine, February 27th, March 6th, 2023, issue. There is a certain disconnect that plagues almost everyone nowadays. Your body is doing one thing, sitting in a meeting, eating dinner with the family, while your brain is miles away. Call it being in two places at once, but mental health experts say it's more problematic. Not being grounded in the moment is an open invitation to stress and unpleasant emotions. Our minds tend to focus on worries about the future, upsets from the past, even when our body may be in a neutral or pleasant place, says Corey Goldberg, a clinical psychologist and founder of Shore Therapy Center in Wellness in the Chicago area. Enter mindfulness. The now ubiquitous concept, which is rooted in Buddhism, is generally defined as turning your attention inward and maintaining an awareness of your thoughts, bodily sensations, and environment. The benefits are vast. A mindfulness practice can help lower stress, reduce anxiety as effectively as medication in some cases, increase a person's capacity to savor positive experiences, stop disruptive thoughts, promote concentration, and more. Meditation is the best known way to achieve mindfulness, but it isn't appealing to and doesn't work for everyone. Some find that it's awkward or anxiety-provoking, or that they have trouble sitting still. Fortunately, a person can practice mindfulness while engaged in literally any activity, Goldberg says, and with any available amount of time. Here are ways to practice mindfulness if meditation isn't your thing. Coming in at number one, listen to music. Getting lost in a good song is an effective way to practice mindfulness. The first step in listening mindfully is considering what counts as focused attention, Goldberg advises. That way, you'll be able to tell if your mind starts to wander. For example, being focused on a song might mean noticing the melody, observing how your body feels and moves without judgment, or focusing on the words of the song or the sound of the instruments, she says. If you're midway through a tune and notice you're thinking about your grocery list, let the thought go and return your attention to the beat. Bossa jazz cover of the 1981 Phil Collins hit, In the Air Tonight, introduces our rock and pop music news. It's an upcoming concert by the North Carolina Symphony, the music of Phil Collins and Genesis, Stuart Sheffetz, conductor, Aaron C. Finley and Brooke Wood, vocals. Friday and Saturday, March 17 and 18 at 8 p.m., at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, 2 East South Street, Raleigh, North Carolina. The North Carolina Symphony pays tribute to pop icon Phil Collins with hits including One More Night, Follow You, Follow Me, Take Me Home, and the iconic song playing in the background now, In the Air Tonight. So phone 919-733-2750 or go to ncsymphony.org for more details and ticket information.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. I'll be waiting for this moment.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't he just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind.
James Taylor, Carolina in My Mind, introduces our local music news. It's entitled Tar Heel Tunes, published in Our State Magazine by Mark Kemp, March 2023 issue. Mark Kemp is, by the way, a former music editor of Rolling Stone magazine. It's always hard to choose a finite number of essential songs for any occasion, and choosing 10 essential songs about North Carolina was even harder. There are very old songs by Randolph County-born Charlie Poole that hint at North Carolina life in the 1920s and 30s, and there are contemporary rap songs by artists like Greenville-born Petey Pablo that boast about our state today in language that may not be suitable for work or family reunions. So I've chiseled this list down to 10 songs that celebrate North Carolina's beauty and wonder in music and words that would be appropriate for any occasion. Everybody knows Carolina in My Mind by James Taylor, the nostalgic ode to North Carolina's sunshine, moonshine, and skies that are on fire. and Carolina Girls, the playful beach music classic about the beautiful people of North Carolina, originally recorded by the chairman of the board and here represented by doo-wop singer Eugene Pitt. And then there's the familiar acoustic guitar folk music classic Freight Train, written by a teenage Elizabeth Cotton as she sat on the front porch of her Carborough home and listened to the roar of a passing train. Have I left out some wonderful choices? Of course. That's because there are way more than 10 great songs about North Carolina. So here are 10 essential North Carolina songs that every North Carolinian should know. Carolina in the Morning by Bing Crosby, Freight Train by Elizabeth Cotton, Deep River Blues by Doc Watson, Foggy Mountain Breakdown by Flatten Scruggs, Carolina in My Mind, James Taylor, Carolina Girls, Eugene Pitt, Wagon Wheels, Darius Rucker, Leaving Eden, Carolina Chocolate Drops, Pretty Girl from Raleigh, Avett Brothers, and Coming from Where I'm From, Radio Mix, Anthony Hamilton.
Hit me from behind, 'cause I'm gone to Carolina in my mind.
So how'd you do on today's trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, it was on this day, back in 1931, that the Star Spangled Banner was adopted as the American National Anthem. What was the original title of this song? Was it A, America the Beautiful, B, The Defense of Fort McHenry, C, America My Country Tis of Thee, or D, God Bless the USA? Correct answer? Answer B, The Defense of Fort McHenry. As noted in a 9/11/2020history.com article, on September 14, 1814, Francis Scott Key pens a poem which is later set to music and in 1931 becomes America's national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. The poem, originally titled The Defense of Fort McHenry, was written after Key witnessed the Maryland fort being bombarded by the British during the War of 1812. And as noted in a 2/22/2022 ClassicFM.com article by Maddie Shaw Roberts, although America the Beautiful is a beloved melody and was even considered as a candidate for the official anthem before the Star-Spangled Banner was eventually chosen in 1931, America the Beautiful doesn't officially have legal status as a U.S. national hymn or anthem. That's not for want of people trying. Notably, during the John F. Kennedy administration, there were swaths of calls to make it at least a national hymn, to no success. Many have argued that America the Beautiful, as well as being an easier song and more adaptable to new orchestrations, lacks the often controversial perceived warlike connotations of the Star-Spangled Banner. And the answer to our second question, which of the following is true about the month of March? A, its name for the Roman god of war, Mars. B, in the early Roman calendar, March was the first month of the calendar year. C, March contains the autumnal equinox, marking the start of fall. Or D, all of the above are true about the month of March. Correct answer? Answer D, all of the above are true about March. As noted in a February 26, 2023 article in almanac.com, March is named for the Roman god of war, Mars. It was recognized as the time of year to resume military campaigns that had been interrupted by winter. However, we think of it as the beginning of spring, as March brings the vernal equinox to the northern hemisphere, the full worm moon, and the return of daylight saving time. The March equinox occurs on Monday, March 20th, 2023. In the northern hemisphere, this is known as the vernal or spring equinox and marks the start of the spring season. In the southern hemisphere, the autumnal equinox also occurs in March, marking the beginning of fall. So, on this day in March, the sun rises exactly in the east and sets exactly in the west. That's a good thing to know if you get lost in the woods, by the way. In the early Roman calendar, March, or Martius, was the first month of the calendar year. March became the third month when January and February became the first and second months around 450 BCE. Finally, did you know that March is National Umbrella Month? Here are some more things to celebrate this month. March the 3rd, what if cats and dogs had opposable thumbs day? And March the 7th, the full worm moon. As the temperature begins to warm and the ground begins to thaw in the north, earthworm casts appear, heralding the return of the robins, thus the origin of March's full moon, named the full worm moon. The month's full moon reaches peak illumination this year on the morning of March the 7th, but look for it on the evening of March the 6th as it rises above the horizon. March the 11th, International Fanny Pack Day. March the 13th, National Earmuff Day. March the 16th, Absolutely Incredible Kid Day. And March the 23rd, World Meteorological Day. And remember the weather proverb, if March comes in like a lion, it will go out like a lamb, which means that if the month starts off stormy, it will end with mild weather. So how was the weather these first 3 days of March? Well, let's close out today's program then with Baja's cover of the song, The Waters of March.
As thick as stone, it's the end of the road. It's the rest of the sun. It's a little alone. It's a sliver of glass. It is life. It's the sun. It is night. It is death. It's a trap. It's a gun. The oak when it booms. A fox in the brush. The note of the wood. The song of the thrush. The word of the wind. The cliff. A fall. A scratch. A lump. It is nothing at all. It's the wind blowing free. It's the end of a slope. It's a beam. It's a void. It's a hunch. It's a hope. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the end of a strength. It's the joy in your heart.
Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program's also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words. Kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review, underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning, please call 919-779-1755. So long, until next time.